Here we go. Hey everybody, welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is Tanner.
This is Sam.
And this is Carly.
And yay, here we are.
We're back.
Yeah. We do not have a special guest this month. And that's why we didn't have an episode last month, is because they canceled on us, so here we are. So
just hanging out.
We went on a little tiny hiatus. Took the month of October off.
Yeah.
In our 2 years now of existence, that was the first month that we didn't.
That was the first month we missed
a podcast. Yeah. So sorry, but we're back.
We have lots of updates. Who wants to go first? Carly, you celebrated something recently.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So last Saturday, October 27th, was my 2 years sober, which is insane. If anyone knew me in my past life. I went to Chicago for the weekend just because I wanted to get out of Pittsburgh, and Chicago is fairly close and pretty cheap to get to. So,
you got your sky deck picture that you wanted.
Yeah. That was the main reason why I wanted to go. And like, speaking of that, that sky deck, which would recommend the views, but you can see the same thing if you just look on Yelp or the location tag on Instagram. The wait time was just insane. Like, go figure, I get down there and that building is having a fire drill on a Saturday evening. I'm like, okay, this would happen. So then I wait in line for like two and a half hours, finally make it to the 103rd floor. And there's another half hour wait to get to the glass ledge.
Yeah.
To go out and stand for 90 seconds. So I'm like, whenever I get irritated or like impatient, my cheeks are like on fire. So you can see in the picture, my cheeks are red. Yes.
Oh my God.
But I finally get up to the ledge and they're like, okay, it's your turn to go out there for 90 seconds. I'm like, can you take a picture of me? I had the girl snap a picture of me. I took a picture and then I dipped. She's like, I was out there for 5 seconds. She's like, you don't want to use the whole 90 seconds. I'm like, no, I've been in this building for far too long. Like, I saw what I needed to see. Thank you.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Now I'm going to go.
And also I apparently have a fear of heights, because I stepped out on that ledge and like my knees started shaking.
I couldn't do that.
I wasn't expecting that.
I've never done that, but
I think for our senior trip, we went to is it John Hancock? Is that the other one in Chicago that also has?
You went to Chicago for your senior trip?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dang.
What did we do?
Well, you went to New York City.
I was like, wait, what did we do?
I would have rather went to New York City, to be honest with you. It wasn't like that great.
Honestly, our senior trip to New York City was like a 24-hour drive. And then maybe it was a 36-hour trip, because we drove straight up there, started touring stuff, slept at a hotel and drove back.
Well, yeah, because like we drove overnight and I remember we got there and like it was like, oh no, you have to wear your clothes for the day. And like, I didn't know that, and apparently everybody else did. So I had to like change on the bus.
I did too, and that's where that picture came from, where I think I'm wearing a nightgown in the streets of New York City.
Oh my God.
I do not believe it was a dress. I don't know what I packed for that. But yeah, I mean, Chicago was cool. Speaking of Chicago, I was trying to train at Rockwell Barbell. I know we have at least one listener, Kim, that trains there, and I believe she's prepping for a powerlifting meet this coming weekend. So good luck, Kim. Thank you for your support. Sorry I didn't get a chance to meet up with you this time, but I promise I'll be back with probably at least Tanner and maybe Sam.
Bring the barbell on the road.
B2B.
Sam, right. What's up with you? Let's hear it.
Still have a baby.
How's that going?
He's doing good. We went to Mexico, which was probably part of the reason why we didn't record also, because we were gone for two weekends. That was fun. I overcame my fear of flying, because I'm deathly afraid of heights. So like, I was like, I'm going to die on this airplane, but it really wasn't that bad. I loved it. Now I'm like ready to go other places.
What airline did you fly?
Delta.
Delta. Yeah. I love Delta. They're my favorite. I really liked it. Yeah. And
I like the bigger planes because we were on a two-seater on the way back, and that was horrifying. I was like, this is, like, really tiny.
It's yeah.
Small for me.
Like, two seats on each side of the aisle?
Like, only four across, yeah.
It was very small.
And it didn't feel like a little cargo plane. Those are the worst. Yeah. Everything's, like, shaking.
It was very bumpy and terrifying.
When I went to Key West at the beginning of October, you have to, like, you can't fly directly into Key West. You got to, like, get a layover somewhere. So, and it's, like, Fort Lauderdale or Miami, basically. So I flew from Fort Lauderdale to Key West in this little tiny, it's only three across.
Oh, my God.
So the one side of the plane has one seat and the other side has two. And I'm on the one-seated side, and my seat's, like, 3A. I'm like, oh, cool, I'm at, near the front. No, I'm the front of the plane.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And I am, like, literally, like, face-to-face with the flight attendant. Her name was Hope. And, like, so, face-to-face with the flight attendant, and the door is right next to me. Like, right there. I had to move my knees when she closed the door. Oh, like, God. Yeah, that is how close it was. So that was entertaining.
Yes, it was quite an adventure for me and Scott because, like, we don't go on vacations or anything. Mm-hmm. We don't till now. Now we're going to go all the time. I loved it. I love traveling. But it was really fun. Scott got sick with a kidney stone. We thought he had food poisoning, so he wouldn't eat the guac, which I ate probably 17 pounds of while I was there.
Did you have any queso?
No, they didn't have any of that. It was just, like, guac on deck the whole time.
It was well, so queso is, like, an American thing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a big, like, cheesy American thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because authentic tacos don't have cheese on them, which is pretty upsetting. Remember when we went to that street taco place? What is it? Las Palmas?
Las Palmas, yeah.
In Beachview, right by my house. And I was like, where the F is the cheese? None.
There isn't any.
Okay.
Oh, man.
They just use cilantro instead of cheese.
Oh, I hate cilantro.
Quit picking at your skin.
Sorry. I'm having an allergic reaction to Tide.
Oh, no.
So I need to rewash all my clothes now and everything. And it's...
Oh, also, I got a rash in Mexico because I'm so pale from not seeing the sun for 5 years. And I literally had a, like, heat rash the entire time. So that was super uncomfortable, but oh well.
My underground skin isn't used to this much vitamin D.
I was like, what is happening? Am I, like, allergic to the pool, like, the chlorine stuff? And it would only happen when I was, like, sitting outside around the pool. And I was like, aww. And I would get in the water and be fine. So I was like, well, damn it.
One time I had a rash and it was cleared up by getting into a hot tub with a lot of chlorine.
You remind me of the brother in Benchwarmers. You know what I'm talking about? That's, like, allergic to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh. And he, like, sticks his hand out and he's like, ah!
Yeah. Isn't that Nick Swartzen?
I don't know the actor's name.
I think it's Nick Swartzen.
I know him as the brother in Benchwarmers.
Yeah. He, like, screams. So we did really have a busy October. That's because we had the one day where things could happen and then it got canceled. But I had my third Spartan race, my sprint, and I beat my own personal time in that race. And that was, like, my goal, was to beat my time from 2 years ago. And then in general, too, also to make sure that my mile average was faster than the Spartan beast I did. So after that was all said and done, I got my Spartan trifecta.
Yay!
And now I'm... And remember our goals episode at the beginning of 2017?
No. Can we not talk about that?
I'm talking about it. But that's... I said, I was like, oh, I want to do a Spartan trifecta this year.
And in 2017, but you did it in 2018.
And I didn't do any Spartan races that year. So
and I'm competing in 2019, so it all happens. It all comes with time, I guess.
We're getting there.
That's right.
Speaking of that goals episode, I'm pretty sure my goal was to drink hot lemon water every day. Can we just talk about that?
Was it really?
Remember we did, like, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly?
Yeah.
Honestly, I just want to apologize for the first episode because, sadly, in iTunes, it shows up as the one of the greatest of the podcasts. And I'm like, no, please.
Does it really?
Please don't listen to that.
That's hilarious.
It's so you go to our podcast thing. No.
So, go to the library.
Oh, God. I can't. Something's wrong.
Wow, you're not. It's not even in your most viewed shows.
Because I listen to them when I edit them. I don't listen to them on here.
Look, best of the podcast.
Goals.
Oh, God. And that's when you were still doing CrossFit, right, Carly?
Who gave us a 1-star review?
Shut them down.
I know who it was.
Who wrote relatable? Oh, B2B fan? Who is that, you, Sam?
Was that me?
Who I don't, or was that somebody's mother?
I mean, I wrote one that I pretended to be my mom on.
I think I was. Yeah. Am I B2B fan or are you B2B fan?
I think that's you, Sam. I was the one where I like used my mom's initials in her birth year.
I like Jess McGuire's. Like, it's a great way to kill an hour.
We hope you enjoy this one. I guess
if you got nothing better to do.
Someone tells me they're going to listen to all the episodes, I'm like, please start. Maybe start like mid to late 2017 and then go forward.
We for real though have a 1-star review, but they didn't leave a...
Yes, I know who did it. I watched them do it and they did it to be an ass.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that offline then, I guess.
Now we all know who it is.
Yes. But
I rated it 5 stars.
So speaking of our earlier podcasts, the day that Tanner and I went to Ohio Pile just to adventure, we were like, we're going to listen to some of these old ones. And then the minute we heard our mantra.
Oh, do you remember that?
We had to turn it off. Like, I'm so glad we've evolved.
We just jump in now. We don't.
Broken to Barbell is not just our name. All right, I'm done. I'm done making fun of old us. Everyone has to start somewhere, right?
So, okay, what I'm hearing is we all need to start listening to, like, what's another episode we can listen to? I want to listen to Beth's episode again.
Hers was good.
Yeah, because so let's all try to listen to that one more, so that way the best of the pod, the goals episode.
Walking around your house, you don't even have to be around your phone; just play it.
Or Ivy Knights. I really liked hers
too. Can I please just give a shout out to Scott Stegman for sending me quotes on Instagram? Because
he just sent me one too. It's probably the same one.
Yeah, but I really appreciate them.
I sent him a good one.
He just sent one that says, set goals so high that they demand an entirely different version of you.
I like that one.
Ooh. That is a good one. I'm a fan.
Also, I guess I can talk about, I started prepping for my show on the 29th.
You started prepping yourself on the 29th?
I start working with my coach next week.
What do you have to do?
Since I'm not working with my coach yet, I've just been back in the gym, like, with a plan instead of just, like, rolling around in there. But she didn't want me to cut my calories or anything like that yet, so I'm still eating. That's why I had a couple beers last night. And
I still can.
But next week is go time.
So since Spartan training ended, I'm trying to get into the habit of just going to the gym, just being there. And like, I'm following the volleyball workout thing again, but yeah, it's hard. And I eat like shit. So that's also hard.
Yeah. I switched from in-person training with Ryan and Dana to Ryan's programming. I've been doing that for 2 months and my bench is like shooting up.
Really?
Yes. So I've been doing the programming 3 days a week.
That's cool. Is it just like a piece of paper that you...
He emails it to me every Sunday, and then I print them out and follow them Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Don't you have like a little folder there?
Do
you
keep binder.
Yeah, you keep it in your binder.
Yeah.
I walk around with a manila folder at Gold's Gym right now, and I actually need to pull out of my bookcase. I have a binder that I put all my workouts in, and I wander around Gold's gym with it.
I actually really like it. I wasn't sure. I mean, if I would have just started at Selly's and did the programming, I don't think I would have had as much success with powerlifting, because like if I was doing something wrong, Ryan would show me how to correct it and whatnot. But now that I've been there for well over a year, like I can train on my own. And then with the programming, all my top sets, he has me film and send to him. So that motivates me to really like hit my top sets. Yeah. So like, I feel like doing the programming and training on my own is somehow more motivating to me.
That's cool though. I had a question about powerlifting. So do you have to compete again next year to go to Vegas?
No. So there's a window, like,
or whatever,
for nationals. Yeah. For nationals in 2019, which is the Vegas meet, the window opened at the beginning of July, and then my meet was at the middle of July this year. So it was within the year. But I do need to renew my USPA membership card. That expired. And I asked Ryan, because there's a powerlifting meet in the South Hills of Pittsburgh in January. I was like, do you think I should do that, like, in preparation for July? Like, or is a year too long between meets? And he said, no, that I'd get burnout. That, like, a year is not unreasonable. So.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know if that was, like, because I don't know anything about, like, bikini competitions yet. Like, I don't know how that works. But I'm assuming it's kind of, like, the same deal. There's, like, a year window.
Yeah, so, like, a lot of the people from my gym are competing in December to try to qualify for nationals in July. But since I already qualified in July, I don't have to do
December. Now you can just cruise till do you start prepping again, like at the beginning of the year, or are you just going to keep training like normal?
I'll keep training the whole way through. And then I think I'll like dial in my diet more and up my cardio even more, probably starting in March, so like 4 months out. I don't know. I really didn't want to do a meet because I wasn't sure how I would be able to handle it mentally, like between grad school, working full time, like everything else that's going on in my personal life. But yeah, like, and someone at the gym was like, can't you just sign up and do a meet and just like not go full tilt? I was like, have you ever known me to do anything that's not full tilt? I was like, I don't think I can just sign up for a meet and just show up. I think it'd be fine. I haven't tested my maxes since my meet. Like, now that I'm doing his programming, he has me do all these like fun lifts. Like, I've posted about some of them on the podcast, like safety squat bar stuff, and like bamboo bench, and just different things that you would never do working up to a meet, which is cool.
Yeah. How much weight do you add in between workouts? And you're working out like more frequently than me, I guess. So like, you know, like how much weight do you add day to day? Is it like just a little tiny bit every day, or do you stay the same for a little while, or?
So it really depends, because he has me doing all different kinds of things week to week. Like, he changes the reps a lot.
Okay.
So like, say 1 week I do 8 reps of something, like the next week he'll have me do 10, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so it's not so much that the weight's going up, but like, especially on bench, I've been working around sets of like 115 for reps now, which bench is a slower progression, but I don't know. Like I haven't tested my maxes. I haven't done like just flat deadlifts or squats in probably 2 months.
Yeah.
Cause he has me do like those deficit deadlifts, which aren't the same, sumo deadlifts, which aren't the same as conventional. So I don't even know.
So with this volleyball thing, like it's a lot of dumbbell exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've been doing 40-pound single arm chest press.
Okay.
You know? So it's like, but that's like hard. Cause then I was like, well, maybe I'll try to go up to like 50, you know? And it's just like, it's so hard. I think I want to keep it at 40 until it gets more comfortable. Cause then it's like, I'm afraid I'm going to like mess up my shoulder too.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't want to mess up
I don't know, because like even straight arm pull downs, I tried to go heavier this last time, and it was just like, I don't know. I'm trying to find the balance between this hurts and I'm actually doing something, you know, like.
Well, I think 2 weeks in a row I failed on overhead press. He has me doing 75-pound overhead presses for 8 reps, and I would get like 6 and then fail, and then the next set I'd got 7 and then failed. But I did that like 2 weeks in a row, and I'm like, all right, the next week, like, I have to get this. And I think it's because my diet was like all over the place, and who knows, stress, sleep, all that stuff ties into it. But
yeah, definitely. I know I don't lift for strength. So like Tanner, what you were saying, if it's too heavy, I would go back down to 35 personally. And so that I could hit however many reps that I had to get. So do you have to do like 8 to 12, or what are you doing?
It's three sets of 12.
I would go down to 35.
Yeah, or 3 sets
until
of 15.
I got 12 comfortably, and then you can bump it up. That's the way I do it, at least.
Well, and that's this last time too, is I like, you know how you get in your head with stuff like that? So, I can't do it. But then the second I bring my other arm over and I literally put my finger under the side of the weight, it's so easy to push up. You know what I mean? It's like, how stupid is that? Like, because I remember when I had a trainer at Gold Gym all those years ago, when I'd be doing literally probably the same thing, all he would do would grab my wrist, like just put his hand around my wrist, like just a circle around my wrist. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, I have support now. Huh. It's totally a brain game thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like now that I know that there's like somebody, there's the extra support there. Like it's easy to get up versus like, again, same thing. When I like literally sometimes I'll even put my hand on the outside of the weight, like just to steady it. And that's enough. Cause it's like, well, my hand's
there. Yeah. So like same with that on the overhead press. Like I think it's all mental. Like it depends on where I have my grip, and then I'll like switch my grip up and be like, oh, that's why it was easier. You know what I mean? And I'm like, actually I just overthink everything.
Wait, and that's cause like when I started, the first week I did, the first time I did that exercise, the press, I did 30, 40, 50. And the 50 was hard and whatever, but I was like, okay. That was like probably a little too heavy for that set, but it's over now. So I went back to it and I did 40, 40, 40, like the next day that I did that workout. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to try to do like 40, 50, 60. I'm like, okay, I'm honestly getting a little bit ahead of myself here. And so I ended up just doing, again, 40 for all 3 sets, because it was just, I was like, I don't want to like hurt myself, and it is like by the time the 3rd set comes around, it's like a lot. So
how you said that you're not training for strength, like I guess that's the difference between how you guys train and then how Ryan has me train. Because for me, if he gives me a set of 12 or like 20 or something, he says like go until you fail and then write that number down. He's like, don't do 15 and then take a break and then do, which is what I do. Like he has me do these bamboo benches, which I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's a bamboo bar. And then there's kettlebells hanging on both sides with bands. So it's literally like shaking all over the place. You have to like, it helps with,
stabilize.
Yeah. But by like the 10th, he has me do that for 20 reps. So like by the 10th rep, I'm like shaking, and then I'm like, just get 10 more. And then I like take a little breather and then do 3 and then take a breather, do 2. Then I like finish the 20, which is what he doesn't want me to do, but I'd rather do that than just write down.
Yeah. I need to, the volleyball workout's fun too, but it's, I don't know. And I'm really bad. It's so you do all the workout stuff and then you get down to like the core exercises. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know about that today.
I feel you there. I've been adding in a lot more cardio and abs just because like I don't do anything with them. And all the powerlifting lifts have a lot to do with your core. So,
seems like maybe I should train.
I should quit neglecting it, I think.
Well, the one they make me do is jackknife crunches, which
is the worst.
I like feel debatable. Yeah, like do those even do anything, or they just make your body hurt?
I just feel like a worm flopping. Like I can't ever be like I can't ever do it straight. like it's supposed to be done. I'm always like flopping all over the place.
Same. And that's, I like half the time I just keep my legs in the air and I just do like the upper part, like my upper body part of it. Cause, well, I was doing it the other day and like my fucking hip kept popping and I was like, okay, we're just going to keep my legs still. And then they like oblique crunches and all that kind of stuff. Like, I just don't, I don't know.
I find abs to be really boring. Maybe I should just
shut up and do them.
Yeah.
Ab workouts.
Not my favorite.
Yeah.
So I always do like knee raises on the, you know, the thing where you like,
hold on,
or up on your forearms. Yes. So I always was doing knee raises and then Ryan started working them into my programming and he's like, straight leg, none of these knees. I'm like, damn it. So now I'm doing the straight leg ones, which are 1,000 times harder than the knee ones. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I've always done straight leg. That's weird.
Well, the knee ones are a lot easier. Probably not doing anything. I don't like those because you're so high up in the air and like everyone is always staring at you when you're doing those. I just feel like it's just like,
and you're just like, your legs are flying all over the place.
Yeah. And my shirt rides up. I'm like, get me out of this life.
Get me out of this contraption.
Get me out of this body.
What is that?
Did you do that?
No.
When you were messing with that?
Maybe. It is. There's a thread or something in Carly's coffee. I'm sorry. And then, but yeah, maybe I should work that in instead of, cause it's the same exercises over and over for the core. Like maybe, okay, if I'm not going to do that core exercise, let's maybe go do another core exercise. Or hypothetically, if I bring my weights down, then I won't be like tired by the end of my workout and I'll like actually do them. Or
do
maybe I should do them first.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Why don't you just them in between your different workouts? Like throw them in.
That's what I should do. Instead of leaving for the end when I know I'm going to fucking ignore them. Yeah.
Do you have a Smith machine at your gym? I'm sure.
What's a Smith machine?
Like the assisted, it's like an assisted barbell on a rack. Like there's like hooks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you lay on the ground, Ryan has me do these where if you lay on the ground underneath it and put like 30 pounds on the bar and then push like straight up, it's like you're doing a more difficult sit up.
Oh, like you're on the ground, then you come up. Oh, I like that.
Yep. They're really hard.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds like a total shit. So it wouldn't be hard if the Smith machine would be, it's like right up against the wall.
That's where theirs is.
Okay.
So you're laying down like you're doing a sit-up, so your feet are up.
Okay.
Like your knees are up.
Your knees are bent.
Your knees are bent.
Yeah.
God, yeah. That was difficult to explain. And then you just push straight up into the machine. They're hard. Like that, you really feel them. Do them for like sets of 8 to 10.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how, if I can go to the gym early someday, because like what happens is like people, if I can get there at like 3:30, there's nobody there. And by 4:30, you literally have to like punch people to get into machines.
Yeah.
So,
well, a downtown gym.
Yeah. So
everyone's coming after work.
Well, and if it's so, and then what's funny about that, like at 4:30, you got to punch people and like 5:30, same thing. But if like it's late, like let's say I stay at work late, then by like 6 o'clock, it's dead again. It's like, how, what's going on here?
Everyone wants to go right after work.
Yeah. Oh. And like, I'm complaining about it and I'm one of the people that makes it busy at that time. But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. That's probably what I should, cause a lot of times I bring my weight down for some stuff to make sure I'm getting the right move too. Cause like chest flies, like I always try to do a little lower weight because I always feel like I'm terrible at them. Like, I feel like I end up working out my arms and not my chest if I go too high on the weight with a chest fly. But yeah.
So last week Ryan had me do single arm, like unsupported rows with like heavy dumbbells.
Yeah.
So like 40s and 50s, I think. Like it was a lot.
So you just literally bend over, like you don't even rest your hand on anything.
Yes, but I was doing them completely wrong. Like I was not really bent over at all. So I was just over there like, you know, like freaking,
like,
and he came, he walked through and was like, you were doing those completely wrong. And of course I was on my last set. I'm like, you know what? I'll get them next week.
I just like you're in the middle of it. You're doing this wrong. You're like, son of
yeah.
A bitch.
So you have to be. I guess you have to be like completely bent over, and then like I don't. If you just put your other arm like across your stomach, and then pull.
What's happening? My computer's fucking up. It's yelling at me. All right. Well, whatever. We'll just ignore that for now. But do we have anything else?
This has been a strange.
Yeah.
Thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our thoughts and prayers and everything are with everyone here in Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill with the Tree of Life synagogue shooting that happened last weekend. I feel like the city as a
whole...
Was
that just last weekend?
Yeah.
It feels like...
Forever ago?
Yeah.
I feel like the city as a whole is, like, somber and grieving.
It was a weird week at work.
Yeah. There are a couple of different ways for you to donate if you're interested or to support the victims and their families. We have a link in our bio on Instagram in the link tree for the United Way Fund, which goes directly to the families. And then also... Steel City, Pittsburgh clothing store has teamed up with, I believe it's the guy behind Pittsburgh Dad.
Yeah. Chris Preska.
Yeah. He created a shirt design for them. I just got one last week. It's super cute. It's the yellow.
I want to get one.
Heart. And then the rivers. And then the Star of David is over the
Squirrel Hill
where it happened. All of those proceeds go directly to the families and the victims and the synagogue itself, I believe. And as of, I think, Thursday of this past week, they've raised over $100,000 just through that shirt sale. So,
wow.
So I think their Instagram handle is Shop Steel City. If you just Google Steel City Clothing, I think you'll find their website.
That's really great. I saw that that they were having to turn people away from donating blood at a couple places because...
Yeah,
so I went... Yeah, I went, what day was that?
It was like Tuesday, wasn't it?
Monday or Tuesday, they were having, I think it was Monday.
Monday,
They were having a blood drive at the PBG Paints Arena, and I signed up for a slot over my lunch break, because I only get an hour for lunch. And I walked down, and like the line was like out the door. There was probably 100 people waiting in the waiting area. Like, every bed was full. So, like, I know... Like, to relate it to sports, they always say, like, when you play Pittsburgh, you play the whole city. But anything that happens in the city, it truly is the best community. And everyone comes together and helps out where it's needed.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to give blood.
Yeah.
They were like, if you can, come back or go to a different location. I was like.
Well, that's Josh went down and they. He was there for like 3 hours or something like that. Yeah.
Which is incredible. Cause like not a lot of people donate blood, but there's people lining up at the donation centers.
Yeah.
We through work, we do the United Way thing. That's where I got the link for that.
Yeah.
And right now we're doing our United Way campaign where you like pledge your money to the United Way and then it comes out of every paycheck. And they switched it. So you can just give an upfront amount that would go directly to the Jewish, I think the Jewish Foundation, not positive on that name, but.
That's in, is it what we have in our link too?
Yeah, it should be that same one. But the fact that like, I don't know if did your work send out like a communication about it? Cause mine did send out a couple.
So I think we are related to the United Way somehow because I think we set up the link. I think they were partly involved in setting that up with United Way or something.
Well, and how incredible that kid that was not even from Pittsburgh. I think he was from DC. Did you see that? He set up a GoFundMe that has raised over $1 million for the victims.
Really?
Yeah. And he said that I just saw that he did an interview on the news, I think, at the end of last week. And he said, so many people are messaging me and emailing me and offering me like – tickets to Pirates and Steelers and Penguins games, like for my generosity and all this stuff. He's like, I've never even been to Pittsburgh, but I've never felt more welcome in a city.
That's cool. I'll have to look him up.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be well over $1 million now. Cause that was, I think, Thursday.
Let's get him on the pod.
Yeah. Let's Speaking of that, this is unrelated to anything that happened with the synagogue, but I reached out to Paul Flart, which,
oh my God,
I don't know if you all have heard of this man.
Have you, Sam?
No.
Oh my God. He has an Instagram literally of, he's like a security guard at a hospital, and his Instagram is just him farting and hit his face.
I'm not even kidding. Yes, I have.
I DM'd him and asked him if he'd come on the podcast, and now he's too famous. He didn't even reply. Turn it off.
Look at that.
Anyway.
That's a pivot. Yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
How do we come back from that?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where we go from here.
Where do we go?
I don't know.
So, we have some interviews that we want to get lined up. They aren't scheduled yet, but
exciting things are happening. Maybe some shout outs that we can do. I listened to the Good Place podcast. From the TV show The Good Place, and they always at the end of the episode do what's good, so like the people, like they'll say charities and stuff like that, but that's one of our future interviews. We want to do the everyone who's on Girls Running Shit podcast. They have really cool shirts and sweaters right now that say self-care. But they look like those shopping bags. I really like the thank you shopping bags.
Yeah, I bought a crew neck. I really like it.
Yeah. Shout out.
Out to Girls Running Shit.
Yeah.
They're going to be on here in the near future.
Shout out to What the Fuck Do We Know podcast.
Okay.
Sam's sister pod. What's that one? We've got a couple people.
Oh, is it What the F or What the Fuck Do We Know?
It's What the Fuck Do We Know, but all the stuff online is WTF Do We Know.
WTF Do We Know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. For the children.
Well, we will be back, hopefully within this month, with our next one.
Yes. Also, we're working on some winter clothes for you guys.
Yes.
Tanner might not know this yet, but I've got a whole plethora of ideas in my head that we're going to talk about when we get
the second we hit stop.
No, I mean, I just can't get over the overwhelming support. Like, just last week, Josh Elsass posted something on his story about how we've helped, like, bring the community together and whatnot, which is really cool to hear. And, like, to see people in the gym and, like, see people that you're not even close with, like, repping Broken to Barbell. It's really cool. It's a cool feeling. So we appreciate really you all.
Yeah,
we definitely. Jenny's friend Travis... We're at the bar and I'm wearing like something Broken to Barbell, and he's like, Jenny, look, that guy's wearing Broken to Barbell. And
was it him or was it Mike?
Oh, it was Mike.
So like
it was
Mike. Let's tell this story real quick. So Tanner and I were at 5801, Tanner's favorite bar, his second home.
Mm-hmm. The mothership.
And we were supporting our dear, dear friend Scott Stegman, another shout out. We love you. on his trip to Paris for the Paris. What is it? Gay games.
Yeah, they sent a volleyball team.
For volleyball. And Scott, as you know, is one of our big supporters. And he had the Broken to Barbell sticker on the back of his phone. And we're sitting at this table. It's Tanner and I, my cousin Jenny and her friends from CrossFit. And her one friend from CrossFit was like, Jenny, that guy has a Broken to Barbell sticker on the back of his phone. Look. And Jenny was like,
these two are
Broken to Barbell. And it was just like a strange experience that like he recognized
the logo and then was talking about it openly. Me and Kylie were just like watching it happen. Yeah.
And like that's happened to me before too. Someone was like, oh, I know Broken to Barbell. And like, you don't say like, that's me. Hi. Yeah, hey. Like, I'm just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, and like, so
I'm part of it.
So just same with that. Like, I was walking back to my car on the North Shore one night before I even met Scott Stegman, and I saw one of our shirts across the street on him, and I'm like, Scott! I ran across the street, gave him a hug. I'm like, oh my God! Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Well, yeah, thank you guys. We, like we said, we're gonna, Sam, I haven't showed you yet. I showed Carly a really cool design I'm working on for a future shirt, and we have like future ideas coming up. So
yes,
keep posted for other fun things. And yes,
definitely.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You want to say goodbye, everybody? Yeah.
Ready? Leave us some five-star reviews to overshadow that one-star review.
That one-star review.